Yeah, y'all already know what it is. Y'all already know what it is. Welcome to the another edition of the Sit Down. Welcome, everybody. First and foremost, to everybody who has been sharing the link, everybody who's been sharing the podcast, everybody who has liked our business Sit Down page, thank you so very much. I mean, from the bottom of my heart, I just want to say thank you. I had no idea that this thing would even take off in the manner and in the way that it did. So I just want to tell you thank you. Thank everybody. Thank you. I mean, I really appreciate it. However you're listening to the Sit Down, whatever platform that you listen to it on, thank you so very much from the bottom of my heart. Thank you all so very much. Man, I'm still here chopping it up with my niece, Miss Tiffany.
Yeah,
comedian Miss Tiffany. I'm sorry. Cause you know, I mean, let me just put this thing out here. How many damn jokes have you told?
Oh man!
I mean, if you put a number on it,
Count.
6,000, 5,000.
No, I ain't gonna say that many. I have a few that I baby for a long time that I have watched grow. And it's crazy when I say that, but you watch your jokes grow.
So let me ask you this. If you're looking around in this room right now, right now, what appeals to you right now?
Your feet.
That you would talk about.
Your feet.
Damn. That's why I was gonna get some socks. See, now you're gonna make me get some socks. See, you don't look at my ugly toe.
But you don't have. They're not too bad, Uncle. Yeah. They not too bad. They, you have some nice.
They ain't too damn feet. Good neither.
They not. But you a man.
But see, that's what you would just. So you would just automatically just go ahead and start cracking on your Uncle feet.
Yeah.
All right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay, you got your boo thing.
Yeah,
I want you to introduce him.
Hey y'all, I'm gonna introduce y'all to my boy. Yes, I can.
He still got on his damn. He still got on his damn mask. Like my microphone's got corona. So.
He was on real nice.
You know what I'm saying? You know. So here's the part of the show where we just gonna have a little fun and we just gonna kick it a little bit. So D.
Yes, sir.
Scoot up just a little bit because I want this thing crystal clear.
All right.
First of all, I want to tell you this, man. I tell my niece this, and I'm just telling you, man, just real talk. I got on Tiffany's goddamn nerve yesterday about you, boy. You know what I'm saying? Because here's the thing about it. I met you. The vibe was genuine. Mm-hmm. The conversation we have is genuine. And I'm just, you know, I'm not trying to condemn your age group or nothing, man. But, boy, you show up upstairs, boy.
I read.
Yeah,
watch,
you show up. Oh, she told me this. Yeah. She told me this, boy. So how much reading you do a day?
Oh, well, you know, it's cumulative reading. I don't read every day, but, you know.
How long? How many? Would you put a time on if you had to? Like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour a day? What you say? What you talking about?
30 to 45 minutes.
A day. Now, let me ask you this, all right? Because I want you to know this. See, I read adamantly every day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you know that you read 20 minutes a day, you know that you done read over 10 books in a year?
Mm.
I want you to think about that.
So that's what? 20 books for me.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So I want you to think about that. So now... Retaining the knowledge that you have, boy, you put it on me, boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I got hold on, shit. Let me just sit there, boy, because we had some conversations yesterday,
right.
And man, to just view this thing, man, you know, whew, man, you know what I'm saying. So here's what I want to know. Here's what I want to know. Who stepped up to who between y'all? Who stepped up to who?
I think
this is that business. I'm gonna get in your Kool-Aid. You know what I'm saying?
I believe that it was a matchmaker.
It was a matchmaker.
Yeah, it was a matchmaker.
So you stepped? Did you step to him?
No, the matchmaker.
Did he step to you?
No.
Okay.
The matchmaker.
Okay.
Said,
tell that story.
The matchmaker basically said. Damien said something. And I was like, well, I said something back.
Oh, one of them kind of situations.
Yeah. And then the matchmaker went and did the same thing to him.
Oh,
Tiffany said,
okay. So that's how that thing happened.
Yeah, yeah. I said,
so that was some beautiful brain footage. Huh? So that's how the footage happened?
That's how
so you was delivering messages subliminally, but not subliminally, to a person to shoot them at my niece.
Yeah,
huh?
I mean, look, that was like she... He can get it.
What? That's how it went down. That's what she said too, boy. That's what she told me too.
Oh yeah, well she can get it too.
That's what she told me and Kimberly yesterday.
Yeah.
So she told me and Kimberly. So, what is it that you like about my niece, man? What you like about her, man?
There ain't nothing not to like about her. You
okay.
Know?
Come up to the mic, man. Let's get clear. She want to hear this. Yeah.
She know a lot about this, a lot about that.
Okay.
She knows a little age difference. So,
okay.
You know, I'm the one learning.
Oh,
I'm catching
okay.
up.
You
okay. know what I'm saying?
Now, okay.
Uncle Earl, I would say one thing that I like about him is, as you acknowledge this, his intellectualness of conversation.
Oh, my God.
He has a broadness. He's educated me on some stuff, the number nine, and he gave me about 2 hours. About the number nine,
Well, you know
Benchy, and I'm like, what's all that?
Yeah, for real.
So,
I just told you, you know, your uncle is off in the synchronicity.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, numbers have a meaning.
They do.
You know, so when you see 111, 333, 555, 777, even, and see, here's the thing about it. 666 ain't a bad number. That's what people put on it.
Right.
See what I'm saying? 666 ain't a bad number. That's what people have put on it.
All right.
You know, now, one thing I want to say is this. I want to say, to have y'all together right now, you know what I'm saying? I got to do this. Damn. Hey, I got to do this. So, D, on them damn days, man, where Tiffany get on your nerves, man, what do you do? Go watch TV, jog, you know, do some jumping jacks. What you doing?
We just have a get on each other nerd conversation. In a good way, though.
Man.
One thing that I think that we both enjoy is communication.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm a stickler for that. Let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
And we had a conversation about, hey, tell me what I did wrong.
Yeah.
And it may take us a minute or two, but then, like he said, we just have to get on each other's nerve for it and go to sleep.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you this, dog. For you to put up with my niece, man, my niece is headstrong. My niece headstrong, man. I ain't going to, listen, my niece is headstrong, and I'm talking about, boy, if she believe it, woo, that's what it is. That's what it is. That's what it is. So, let me ask you this. When it comes down to the elements of having the right connection. Now, I mean, the way that me and you vibe, and we've talked about a lot of stuff, boy. Man, I'm talking about, I was so impressed with you. I done told everybody, you know what I'm saying, how impressed I am with you. So I can tell where it comes from, because reading has definitely done it. You know what I'm saying? Reading. You already done told me how much you read. What kind of subject are you reading?
Mostly history.
Yeah, history.
History.
What kind of history? What are we talking about? Black history, what are we talking about?
Black history, American history, European history, world history.
Okay. World history?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So, do you read?
A little bit.
How much do you read?
Facebook, Instagram.
The news.
The news.
That's it. Okay.
That's it. I'm not a TV person. I don't like TV, but I read just a little bit. I read.
Okay.
If I have like projects or something to do, I do reading to get educated on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how you start your day? How you start your day?
I'm normally up getting, you know, just, I guess, the basic, you know, wash your face, brush your teeth, you know.
Okay.
Type situation.
Do you have a morning routine?
Not really, no.
No morning routine?
I'm a routine person. Damien informed me of that today. What did you say I was? You said...
Structure. That's the word.
Oh, okay.
Very structured.
So, do you have a morning routine?
No, not really. I'm not as structured as she is.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. You know, I just kind of go with it. What we doing today, baby?
That's what it is.
And that's what it is.
Okay, I understand. I can do that. I can dig it. I can dig it. What's the number one thing you can't live without?
My baby.
Oh, man. That was good. You didn't even have to think about it.
What do you want?
Oh my God! So that's what it is. Kimberly K, come on over here. Check this out. The one thing, first off, this podcast is sponsored by Africana Heart. Big shout out to my boy Byron. If you really want some Africana art, if you really want some artifacts, you really want some nice pieces for your house, your office, wherever, you know, I mean, definitely go check Byron out. Location one building. This podcast also sponsored by Cascade Media Group. Mr. Nelson, what's up Kansas City, what's up world, what's up Africa, Cascade Sports, so make sure that y'all check out that. Also, this podcast is sponsored by the Kansas City Business Association, and your Uncle Tiffany just happens to be the youngest member of the Kansas City Business Administration. So shout out to the Kansas City Business Association.
Yes.
You know, first and foremost, we've talked about several things, but I want to bring something up. You said something, Tiffany, that really resonates with me. The fact of being able to give back, and I know that's been big with you, giving back. How important is giving back?
Giving back is so important to, because you know where you come from. We all wasn't born with silver spoons in a mouth.
Right.
We all had a struggle.
Absolutely.
So it's important because you can, giving back, it sometimes completes you.
Yeah.
You know, it comes, yeah. It's a completion to know that you have enough to share. Knowledge.
Absolutely.
I have enough to share.
Absolutely. We as people, we need to understand that we must, first of all, we was here to give back.
Correct.
We here, but we abhor this thing. We have been bamboozled. We have been brainwashed to where we don't want to help nobody because we feel like if we help somebody, they're going to pass us and they're going to forget about us.
Right.
So, you know, that's what we are. So, here's what I definitely want to ask you. I gotta ask you this. Can my niece cook, boy?
Can she cook?
Yeah, talk to me.
Can she? I done put on some pounds, lost some pounds, put it back on.
Yeah, yeah. She dangerous in the kitchen?
Yes.
What's your favorite dish?
My favorite dish, she cooked these fajitas about 2 weeks ago, and I've been stuck on them fajitas.
Stuck on them.
I'm trying to get, hey, listen.
Let me find out.
Come on over here, you know. Come on. No, don't wave your hand at me. Come over here. Come over here. First off, I'm trying to get some lemonade. Do you know about the world famous lemonade?
Yes, I do. I heard about it.
Oh, you haven't tasted it?
I ain't tasted
it. Yes, you did.
What?
Yes, you did.
Hey, man, my niece called with that lemonade.
Boy. And guess what? Yeah. I'm making it for you for tomorrow.
Yeah, we just went and got the fresh lemons.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I must be kind of special or something. You know. So, fajitas. Is that what I need to be telling her to make for me next? Or what you saying?
Yeah, you gotta try that out.
That's what I need to do.
Tell her to do that next.
Okay. All right, man. I'm gonna do that.
But yeah. What we got on the grill for tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow we have some shrimps.
Some scrimps. Oh my God.
From the Gulf.
Yes.
From the Gulf, baby.
And we're gonna do some chicken, and we're gonna do this sauce that I made to put over the scrimps.
All right, then that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we're gonna have some vegetables and some.
You gotta keep it healthy.
Yeah, I try to stay healthy.
All right, you work out, D? You work out?
I do push-ups every now and then, but yeah. I got a total fitness gym.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I got to dust it off, though. Oh. I got one.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, you know, do you like walk? Jog? I mean, what do you do? I mean, you say you work out a little bit push-ups, so... Walking, jogging, what?
Well, I really don't do no cardio. That's what she does. She do a lot of walking.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, walking's good for you.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
I ain't got the time for it to be walking around. I just stay in the house.
You just kind of get it in. Yeah. Okay. Because it's them fajitas.
Yeah, I don't
want to get any fajitas. Yeah. So, if you had to put a grade on President Trump. What would your grade be?
Me, F minus. F division.
My mother told me if I didn't have anything nice, right. Say nothing.
Don't say nothing. Okay.
That was nice enough what I just said.
Yeah, that was okay. That's hey, you know, like I said, you can share your truth here at the sit down with respect. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think he's doing a terrible job.
Absolutely.
On all the angles.
Absolutely. I've never seen a president so active on social media, especially Twitter. I ain't never seen it. And he don't care who he call out.
He don't.
Right. He needs to stay away from him.
And where, I don't know how he got time. How you get to run the whole country and you got all this time for Twitter?
Man, I ain't never seen it. He called, Jesus. He called the governors. He called them. No, the mayors. He called them all weak.
Yeah.
He did.
Said,
But did you see? Wow. Did you see what the mayor of Illinois did? He asked him a question or something, and Trump just hung up on him.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to check. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna have to check that out.
I think it was the mayor of Chicago.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
No, that was the governor.
Was it the governor?
Prisker.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
But he hung up on him. He asked him something, and he just never answered him. Just hung up.
So if you had to, from 0 to 10, right now, how do you feel about the everything opening back up? 0 being bad, 10 being that you're okay with it. Where you at number wise, D? Where you at?
Let's see. I mean, the economy got to get back rolling, but I mean, it depends on how you want to. Is the money more important or your health more important?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So,
5.
Okay.
In the middle, you know.
Okay. Where you at, Nice?
I'm gonna say about a 4 because I still think we still have a long way to go, and we have to open back up.
Yeah.
But I think that it starts with us.
Yeah.
Because the faster that we stay aboard, the faster that we would be able to get where we need to be. But we're not staying aboard. We're not doing all the time.
What we're supposed to do. I mean, because we feel like, you know, that this is a hoax. We're going back to the way that it was. We're never going back to the way that it was.
True.
We're never going back.
True.
This is the new norm. This is it.
True.
You know? So, if what have you seen that people has taken advantage of? Would it be, for me, social distancing has seemed like it's out the window.
It is.
It seemed like it's out the window. What have you seen that people are actually taking for granted about this virus? What have you seen, Tiff?
I believe the health. Of they're inconsiderate until it happens to them.
Yeah.
Once it happens to them, then they want to woes me.
Absolutely.
You know? Well, you could have done a little bit better if you wanted someone else to do better.
Yeah.
You know, we've just gotten mean with the situation.
Yeah. D, what you done seen, man?
I just think that we're a long way from back to being normal.
Oh, we way along.
Yeah,
It's
like it's to the point where they trying to force a new norm on you.
Yeah, okay, I feel you on that.
And then I look at the virus like, okay, every year we get a new strain or something, and it go away. But I think that they trying their best to have a second wave. They want to make it their business to have a second wave. But at the same time, the people got to be smart enough to stay healthy.
Yes. You gotta keep your immune system up,
right,
man. They, you know what I didn't like about it? They kept talking about all the people infected and all everything, but they wasn't telling people to keep their immune system up.
That's right.
True. That's what bothered me.
Yeah,
You have to cleanse. You have to detox. Yeah, you have to eat right.
Yes.
You know? Some of the things, like he said, for dinner for us tomorrow, it's more healthier. I'm coming off of the sugars and different things like that. You can have a little bit.
We got to eat healthy.
You got
to
eat healthy.
We got to do that.
Yeah.
And especially when you get older.
Yes.
It's important.
Yeah, because when you get older, you just can't keep nothing.
You got to do that. You got to get it together. Yeah. You got to get it together. So, speaking of this detox and healthy stuff, mm-hmm. let's talk about this detox tea that you do. Talk about it.
It's a natural detox tea that I'm not going to get into all the ingredients and everything, but it's really healthy. It takes all of the parasites and different things. And believe it or not, drinking it during this time is great to do as well, because it's getting those things out of us that, you know, that we breathe in every day, believe it or not.
Why is that so important? Tell me why that's important.
It's important because it's taking out some of the bad things that we're getting in. Because a lot of those bad things is what takes our organs and shuts our body down.
Okay.
You know, add on extra fat, extra weight. It slows our system down. Like you said, we're getting older. And once you get older, it's time. Because everything slow down.
Okay, so how do you, you know what I'm saying, how do you take it? What do you recommend for when people get the detox tea? Kind of, you know, give me a little bit of synopsis here. Because I need you to kind of break this down. Because there's people who want to live healthy. There's people who want to eat healthy. There's people who really are into being healthy.
And you know what? Believe it or not, even without a detox tea, drinking your waters, drinking your alkaline waters.
Yes.
And we need to go back to, if you think about it, do you know how many, so many people are doing their own gardening and everything now?
Yeah.
So that they can eat healthier because of a lot of the parasites and things that they spray on the foods, you know, have things in it that's not healthy. But with the detox tea, you drink it as often as you feel, and it helps get that stuff out of there. You know, it helps get it get it done, get it off. You know.
So you personally make this.
Yes.
What would you say is the most important thing about this detox?
You know, I'll say this, Damien is a test dummy, I guess you can say.
Yeah. Okay.
The most important thing about it is it's not just the detox, it's changing the habit of what you're doing.
So okay.
The most important element is like just health.
I've never done this detox stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I really want This is the part where I told Kimberly, I got to get off into this health side.
Okay.
People are, first of all, our listeners are 45 and above.
Okay.
All right. Now we have listeners that are 32 to 44, but our main listeners are 45 and above. So I want you to tell us what goes into the process of this detox. Why is it so important? And how can they get in contact with you to get this? And I know Kimberly has something that she could, you know, kind of bring in, because you know about this detox stuff.
It actually boosts your immune system. It actually helps you get the body organs and different things going. Mm-hmm. You know, it helps with, believe it or not, with all of the elements that we're battling with obesity, with diabetes.
Okay.
With cancers and all of that, the ingredients in it are all natural, so it helps boost those.
Okay.
Boost those and get that immune system boosted back up.
You just
want to change it. You can still eat. I tell you, you can eat. You can have your sugars, but everything that we do is in moderation.
Right,
if you're eating, nobody said gorge on it, and nobody said eat the whole bag of Oreos.
Right.
Save them, because think how many of us have eaten a whole bag of something and then went back 2 days later and been like, man, I sure could have used some of that.
Yeah.
But then if we'd eaten it in moderation, you would have had
some.
So the detox just helps get us a little bit healthier. Rather, it's my detox tea or any detox tea. It's a lot of great ones out there. It's just taking them right and changing your diet. period.
Yeah. I had known about it for a long time, but I just recently started taking CMOS.
Ooh, Damian wants that.
Yeah, he wanna get that.
I just really and we both got off into this thing, and to be able to have this CMOS is really, I mean, a lot of people have gotten cured from, I mean, all sorts of things, from high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer. One of the guy that I actually get the CMOS from, his uncle had COVID. He took CMOS and COVID, the CMOS got him back healthy.
Okay.
So it's very important with that.
Well, you know, with medicine, you know, that this medicine, there's money in it. So to go back to the natural roots and getting our natural things that come from the earth, they don't want that.
No, that's why. We can heal ourselves.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They don't want to talk about that, because we can actually heal ourselves.
Exactly. Think about grandma. Great grandmama lived to 85, 90.
Yeah.
You know, they lived down in the South. Absolutely. In the heat with no air conditioning.
Absolutely.
You know, but guess what? Absolutely. They ate natural. They had their own chickens and their own hens. I ain't gonna say I'm finna go put no hen chicken coop in the back, but you know, a lot of it is just changing what we eat.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So I wanna thank you, D, man, for giving me this opportunity, man.
My pleasure.
I mean, you know, I really thank you so much for chiming in, being a chance to be on the sit down. Tiffany, I can't begin to tell you how proud I am of you, the woman that you have turned into, the entrepreneur, the mother, just being who you are, being the spark, being an advocate for women, giving back community-wise, I mean, everything. This is the part where, you know, I got a part to where I call tip your hat.
Okay.
I started this segment about a month or so ago.
Okay.
And the reason why I call it Tip Your Hat, D, is because exceptional people, they don't get the thank yous all the time. They don't get to hear you doing a good job, or they don't get the pat on the back all the time when they really need it. So I wanted to do something that was appealing to let people know that we here at the sit down, we acknowledge you, we see what you're doing, and we take our hat off to you. And so today, I want to take my hat off to you.
Aww.
I want to take my hat off to you.
Yay. Thank you.
So, any last words you want to say?
You know, Uncle Earl, I love you. This platform within itself, it's what we need. If we can come back together and have a unity, you know, and everybody, we ain't got to be on the same page, but let's get on the next page.
Absolutely.
You know, we got pages that we can develop, you know.
Absolutely.
And I thank my baby for coming on here. You know, he's like, I ain't getting on that.
Yeah.
Like, just come on. You can talk. You got a lot you can talk about.
Yeah.
You know, and I thank God every day, you know, like I told Sid, every day, you know.
Yeah, I thank
God every day. Life is so short, you know. So, but I always say, I'm your girl comedian, Miss Tiffany, and I approve this message.
Man, you know, the breath we just took was promised to us.
That's right.
I mean, we really have to pay attention to these things. I want to give a shout out to, you know what I'm saying, my brother. You know, he's an advocate. He be on me like a cheap polyester suit sometimes.
Ooh, I know.
But, you know, I love him. You know, I love him to death. And the one thing that I want to say is that you have to learn to love and respect others.
The thing is that
you don't have to feel like, okay, you done something to me, I gotta do something to you.
Right.
I got to say something back. I got to, you know, it's not that.
Right.
The one thing that I'm learning as becoming a little bit more spiritual, I don't care if you, whatever you call God, I don't care. if it's source, if it's the universe, wherever it is, higher power, divine, whatever it is, get connected to that.
That's right.
Get connected to that. And I'm going to tell both of y'all something, that what I'm about to start doing is I'm about to start learning yoga.
Oh my God, it is so relaxing.
Yeah.
It is so.
Don't you got to be flexible to do that? Because I'm not flexible.
No, you don't have to be flexible. Oh, okay. You can learn. I mean, hey, listen to me, man. Yoga is all. Listen, man. That's the next thing I'm about to do. See, I'm already at the meditation phase. I'm already at the point to where I can shut my mind off and just focus. I'm already there. I'm there. I'm going to incorporate this yoga, because this yoga is what connects you to your deeper spiritual self.
And let me just tell you what. Let me just tell you. I a young lady that her name is Alicia or Alisa White.
Okay.
That girl bad. She taught us to go out and give your negative energy into the universe. Just go out into your yard, take your shoes off, go to the grass, to the grass, not the concrete, but the grass, and just release. And let that energy go into the universe, back into the ground.
That's where negative energy goes.
And it makes a difference. Yeah,
it really does. It really does. It really does. Right. The one thing that we have we really have to understand is that the universe is for us.
It is.
And once you become aware of who you are, and one thing people ask me, they like, well, man, how you start your day, I start my day with a deep appreciation and gratitude, meditation, prayer, affirmations. So if anybody who does not do affirmations, you need to start doing them.
Gotcha.
Because affirmations will help keep you on track during your day. I'm talking about, I say affirmations, I read affirmations, I listen to positivity. You have to incorporate these things. This thing has to be a way of life. So this is a way of life. And if you want to connect to your spiritual self, see, there's a you outside of you. And there's a you inside of you that wants to connect with you.
Right.
Because first off, we are the image of God. Therefore, God is in us.
That's true.
All right. Meaning that we are that image of God, meaning that we are God-like in the flesh. So once we connect to that higher spiritual plane, then we will be able to walk and communicate and have unconditional love. See, what the thing about it, once we stop putting stipulations on friendship, relationship, love, once we get away from all the stipulations, we can begin to love purely.
Right.
You know?
Right. Self-preservation.
Absolutely.
I'm a strong believer in self-preservation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I want to thank y'all for coming on here. I want to thank y'all for giving me this opportunity to mess with y'all, to tease y'all, play with y'all. And Tiffany, I want to tell you this, and I'm going to tell you this live on air, is that I love you, and I'm really, really, really proud of you.
Thank you.
I really am.
Thank you, Amara.
You know?
Love you.
This is that time of the show. This is that time where I give you the quote of the day, And the quote of the day comes from Muhammad Ali. I was listening to Muhammad Ali the last couple of weeks, and I want to share something with you that he said, and it resonated with me. And I hope it resonates with you. And first off, again, thank you so very much for, checking out the sit down. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to come into your home, into your workplace, whether you listen to the sit down, working out, walking, jogging, however you do it, thank you so very much. I really appreciate that. The quote of the day is this: the service to others is the rent you pay for being here on earth. I want y'all to dig me, all right? The service to others is the rent you pay for being here on earth. I'm your man, Earl B. I'm out, y'all.